Seatbelts on, check your mirrors, volume up. The Under Construction Podcast with Aidan Power and Pat Moore starts now. Welcome to Under Construction with Chadwicks, with Pat Moore and myself, Aidan Power. Thanks for joining us as we delve into the topic this week of off-site construction. Pat, we are very much on-site, but we are heading off-site. This is certainly an interesting area to someone like me who's not too knowledgeable of it. But am I sensing it's the way forward and the way of the future?
Yeah, well, certainly part of the way forward, and it's a piece of the sector that needs to progress because of different issues in the market, which we've discussed before in relation to labour and labour in the country and the cost of construction. So yeah, very interesting topic. We have on the show Stephen Wright, who's the Managing Director of Build Right from Monaghan, who'll tell us about his company, which was founded in 2018. Then we have Kieran Houlihan, who is the Marketing Director of Gyprock Iceover, who are part of the Sangaban company. And Kieran has a host of knowledge in relation to the products that they sell and also then how Chadwicks and Gyprock work together to get that product to the end user.
Joining Pat and myself on the podcast now is Stephen Wright, who is the Managing Director of Build Right. And Build Right are a customer of Chadwicks. You are a Monaghan-based family company, is that right?
Yeah, we are indeed, yeah. So family-run business, established over 70 years ago. So yeah, my father's still very much in the picture, as is my sister, Suzanne. So and lots of different families even throughout the business in terms of the workforce. So I suppose this element of the business, Build Right, that we're here talking about today is a fairly fresh part of the business. It was launched in 2018. It was perfect in many ways in terms of the skill shortage and the need for housing, but we weren't long going when the rug got pulled out from under us with COVID. But yeah, we've navigated that successfully, and I suppose another crisis facing the industry at the minute in terms of the war in Ukraine and all the knock-on impacts of that. But again, with our system, with our team and how we work, it may be a challenge, but it also presents some opportunities. So,
and this relatively new then part of the business, Build Right, I mean, you've shared with us some of the brochures and of the work you do. You're in the business of building homes and several different types.
Yeah, we've quite a versatile product, really. So in terms of modular construction, our system is a volumetric one. So rather than a panelized system that arrives in basically panels and the structures erected very quickly, a system like that still requires all the construction trades to come on site. What Build Right manufactures enclosed modules, 3D spaces, and in our case, formed out of concrete. So that allows us to, in the factory, basically take these buildings through to completion. So paintwork, tiling, bathrooms, kitchens are all completed in our factory. So when we arrive on site, buildings are very soon ready for occupancy, and even just in terms of there's very little inputs on site, it minimises health and safety risks as well, and also like weather dependency. So there's a lot of pluses to volumetric modular construction, and in our case we merge that with the benefits of a concrete built home.
So then I guess the time on a site versus a traditional build is far shorter. It could be a matter of days?
Yeah, depending on the building. Like we have commissioned some houses within days. If it's something more complex, if perhaps there's a bit more going on in the roof space, it can be weeks, but you know, it's rarely into months on site. So yeah, it's definitely a quick way of building a house. And again, for many customers, it's about the certainty. It's about knowing when the house is going to be there and what it's going to cost. And again, the fact that we can take care of all the other trades, again, kitchens and paintwork, you know, there's a lot of foresight there, a lot of control for the customer, and then they get to reap the rewards when it's delivered.
What size of home can you build up to then, Stephen?
Really any size. So we work in basically 40 square metre increments, and that's basically a constraint of transport. So what we can assemble in the factory and transport to site. But we've went as far as 3,000 square foot, 5-bedroom, aerated homes, ultra-modern in appearance, back to traditional appearance. So I suppose in terms of developments, we've took on 1 6-unit self-catering development in the past as well. So over the years, we've been sort of growing our capabilities, and now we're in a position to look towards some larger scale projects.
And how does this off-site construction of homes, how would that help some way alleviate the housing crisis we have at the moment?
So I guess, like, you know, it's well documented the challenges facing the industry at the minute. There's a huge undersupply of housing. There's also an undersupply of tradesmen. So it's just a real challenge getting all these houses built that need to be built at the minute. Any system that can return some efficiencies in those regards is welcome. So I think, you know, our system is maybe just one answer, but, you know, it's certainly helping towards that.
And you manufacturing in Monaghan?
Yes, we manufacture in Monaghan. So source a lot of our material locally as well, Chadwicks and Monaghan there, and Cora. You know, in terms of M&E, in terms of joinery work, you know, they tick a lot of boxes for us. And it's nice as well to be shopping locally where possible. Even when we go to site in Mayo or Tipperary or wherever, there's normally not a Chadwicks too far away as well, so you know, that works well for us. But yeah, we're very lucky with our supply chain across the board. It's evolving all the time, of course, but you know, like any business, it's key, just like our workforce. You know, we're definitely blessed with good people.
You mentioned the workforce. How are you finding recruitment, and where do you see the future of?
Yeah, it's a challenge again. There's less people about to do the work that needs doing, for sure. But I suppose there are certain attractions that our business offers, in that there's a roof over their head every day, coming to a factory, working 8 to 5 and working Monday to Friday in the same place. That's not something that most construction companies can offer. So, you know, there's that element of appeal as well whenever we go out to recruitment. And yeah, again, like I said, you know, the bit of efficiency in there too, trying to be organised and, you know, maximise output with the help that is available is really key. And I think that's going to continue to be the case.
And in terms of the challenges that are present at the moment, recruitment being one of them, we have a cost of living crisis, we have a war in Ukraine. As a business that's 4 years old, where would you say you are at in navigating that in terms of being successful?
So I suppose, like, if you had asked me several years ago, I probably would have described Buildright as a startup within a larger company. So again, like, our total workforce is 180, but we've Buildright at the minute is a smaller portion of that. Over the years, I think we've developed beyond that. We're a mature business. We're standing on our own 2 feet, and you know, we're happy with all our processes in there. So we're learning all the time, of course, like every business, developing our offering, developing how we do things, and getting ourselves established in the market. So we've a lot of work behind us now. You know, it's no longer new technology. It's well proven, and you know, I think every year that goes by, the benefits that we can offer seem more and more sought after.
And when it comes to you can turn these projects around in quite short order, but in terms of the sustainability of the product, the lifespan of the product, people might think that if something's turned around that quick, that it's not going to last that long.
Yeah, no, it's a very valid point. And I suppose, you know, there probably has been a stigma around modular construction, and people might more so think towards, you know, prefabs and buildings like that. And of course, there's a purpose for everything. But in our case, we're very much about the durability, the long-lasting solution. So again, what we're offering in terms of the concrete structure is something that's going to serve for generations. So yes, you're getting the benefits of, you know, to some extent, a quick fix, something that's done quickly, ready to use quickly, but you know, it's there to serve for generations to come. And in terms of thermal performance as well, you know, it's pretty critical. And you know, even building regulations have pushed Irish construction to new levels in terms of energy ratings and new heating technologies and ventilation systems. So our system delivers good insulative properties, good air tightness results, and in terms of specification as well, like it's ticking all those boxes. So again, you know, I think everybody's noticing the increase in fuel prices, and I think there's a sort of financial incentive there at the minute for people to invest in these low energy technologies. But I think there's also a sort of societal need as well to reduce the energy we're consuming. So, you know, we're glad to be part of that as well. We're glad to be offering energy efficient buildings and long lasting buildings. And, you know, I think that's really key.
Like, we are building better homes. Mm. We've had this conversation again on other podcasts. We are building better homes now than we've ever built. And the whole piece about that is, unfortunately, that was what was built back historically needs to be brought into line with what's being built at the moment. So again, go back to the whole retrofit program by the government. 500,000 houses need to be done. That work is very, very important and needs to go on, because that will get to a stage where heating bills will be reduced, energy bills will be reduced, and allow people to live in better homes and reduce the cost of living.
Yeah, the long-term solutions.
Stephen's right, what he's saying. Again, the products will come along and the products will improve as they go along. And we're at a point where products are very good at the moment. Like, there are a lot of very good products out there that allow for better sustainability. But outside of that, it's the whole piece around the life cycle of the home, and a concrete home gives you a long life cycle. Like,
you mentioned, Stephen, as well, this is a relatively new part of a much bigger business. What are the other areas of the company?
Yeah, so it's predominantly precast concrete products. So as I say, it started really, the journey started 70 years ago, started off quarrying raw material. It then progressed onto ready mix concrete and then into precast concrete. So, you know, it kind of, at a fairly early stage, it was pointing towards offsite solutions, making products in the factory and sort of all the time striving to do more in the factory. We serve a lot of agricultural construction projects, residential, commercial. So we do have quite a vast portfolio across the business. But I suppose we took quite a leap in 2018, sort of to go from products to an all-encompassing system, you know, and delivering that turnkey finish.
So he still looks well for 32. It hasn't taken that much of an effect on him.
That's a very good point. You know, you can usually tell the stress and strains of one's job on the amount of lines on your face, and you've not got too many of them, Stephen. So where can people find out more about, particularly about Buildright and what you offer?
Yeah, so our website's a great source of information. It's www.buildright.ie. We're on social platforms as well, so Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can find out quite a lot about recent projects that we're involved in. So, yeah, that's the place to go, really. And obviously, drop us an email or give us a call, and we can follow up with tailored information for whatever the application may be.
Great stuff. Stephen Wright, Managing Director of Buildright. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. Building, roofing, plumbing, paving, painting, fencing, drilling or decking. Whatever the job, big or small, your local Chadwicks has everything you need. From power tools and plant hire to doors and floors, bathrooms, gardening equipment and more. Choose from a massive range, get expert advice and next day delivery. We have 40 branches around Ireland. See chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks. Let's get it done, 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 done. Terms and conditions apply. Well, joining us this week on the podcast, Ciarán Houlihan, who is from Jick Brock and Iceover, and Pat, who's our linguist expert, may jump in here if I get this bit wrong. They are part of the Saint-Gobain Ireland
beautiful
group. Thank you. I like that. Good. Ciarán, you approve? Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks
for being with us. So I guess to start, maybe you might tell us your own role within the company.
Yeah, thanks, Aidan. Thanks, Pat. I'm marketing director for Saint-Gobain. I've with the company about 15 years now, so I look after everything within the company, from product development to communications, customer loyalty programs and so forth, testing, compliance. So yeah, it's a role I've been doing a long time, but the construction industry has changed and lots, so really enjoying it, and lots more change to come.
I bet, yeah, it's certainly an interesting time, and always is, and it's ever evolving. So those main products being gyprock?
Yeah, like for gyprock, most of the people out there would know. So plasterboard, plaster, wall finishing, internal walls, ceiling, so forth, the whole interior fit out. We're long time in that market. And then for Isover, it's insulation.
Sure, I'm mispronouncing that. Isover.
Yeah, well.
Isover, Isover.
Potato, potato.
It does the same thing.
It'll all work, Aidan. So for Isover, it's attic insulation, wall insulation, membranes, air tightness systems, all those kind of products, yeah.
And where are the products manufactured?
So we've a plant in Kings Court in County Cavan, so we're manufacturing in Ireland. I think we've come on 85 years now, so we're one of the longest around. That's where we make the products, locally made, and then supplied through Chadwicks nationwide.
Which is great for us to have an Irish company and manufacturing and going to us. The one point you missed though, Kieran being a Kilkenny man, you never asked me who's going to win the All-Ireland.
And we say, we're saving that one for the end.
Because I know it's not going to be them, but just let me get it in first.
Well, a betting man might say it can't be anyone but Limerick, but we've already seen some surprises this season. So off-site construction in Ireland, how prevalent is it? How popular is it? And is it getting bigger?
I suppose it's the way the industry is going to going forward, Aidan. If you think of the big picture of what we're trying to achieve in the country, we need to build over 35,000 units per annum. We're probably getting somewhere near 20 at the moment. So most people would accept that we need to look at various means of increasing delivery, the speed and the efficiency. And offsite manufacturing is going to play a big part in that. Now, offsite manufacturing is not new within Ireland. You know, the timber frame industry is very well established. Pat will know that, you know, probably 50% of the schemes out there are timber frame constructed in Ireland at the moment. So timber frame is very well established, very good method of building. You have precast concrete also increasing in popularity, and we're seeing more and more steel frame construction. So overall, the choices in offsite construction are increasing all the time. There's more and more systems and approaches being road tested, and I suppose the one of the biggest reasons why we need to play increase the role of offsite construction, Aidan, is if we want to deliver the amount of houses and the buildings and the quality and standard of buildings that we need, we're going to see offsite construction play a much bigger role.
And is there competition within that sphere of what's off-site and what's not in terms of percentages of who gets to do what?
Yeah, it's probably, if we go back to, let me think of another example. So back in the day where you would have ordered your various different computer parts and they would come to you and you might put them together. None of us can remember those days anymore. Nowadays, you specify the system you need, it comes to you and you plug it in. Offsite construction and modernising the construction industry is no different. It's a case of specifying the type of building you need, and more we're going to see more components of that building being built in factory-controlled environments. So what you can have, the degrees of offsite construction, you can have everything from just a bathroom pod manufactured offsite. You can have the whole box, if you consider, you know, boxes going together in an apartment block consisting of various boxes stacked on top of each other. But you can have prefabricated elements like a wall or a floor cassette. So there's various degrees of offsite construction, ranging from any small components that you can start to put together in a factory to increase efficiency, to a wall or a floor, to a full bathroom, to a full box that eventually forms a house or an apartment block. And we're seeing examples today all around Ireland in education, schools being built using this methodology, hospitals, houses, data centres. It is very much the new approach to construction in Ireland. And the reason for it really stems back to, like, the construction industry overall. The traditional methods are going to remain, are very important, and will have very specific uses where offsite construction won't work. But overall, if you look at construction worldwide, it is one of the least productive industries. McKinsey did a report and said the construction industry is the one that needs to increase its productivity levels the most. So it's only a natural that we're going to see a mix of traditional methods where certain things remain done on site, and offsite methods because it makes sense, because you increase speed and efficiency and so forth.
Okay, very interesting. And then Pat, from a Chadwick's point of view, how does that play out as a supplier of what may be very large pieces?
It's about, look, it's similar to what Ciarán said. Like the industry is slow to move and we've got to move with the times. And the merchant plays a significant piece there in relation to product and supply chain methods into the offsite construction field and also traditional build. But in relation to the offsite construction piece, as Ciarán said, in a factory environment, the supply chain is different because it's nearly just-in-time products, you know, and then that's where Chadwick's will come in relation to working with the likes of Gyprock, Saint-Gobain, in that the product will come to us and we will deliver to the offsite construction in a timely fashion that suits their production schedule. And that's where, you know, that's where the industry will be going. Ciarán has emphasised in relation to what's happening in offsite construction. One of the major parts that we've discussed in other podcasts is the labour in Ireland. There's a shortage of labour and there's a shortage of people getting into the industry, as we've discussed in several podcasts in relation to apprenticeships, getting younger people involved. So as part of that, you know, will it catch up? Hopefully so, but it definitely needs to have that influx of labour in the country, and that will, you know, it'll bring the industry up and allow us to get to the 35,000 houses, which we, I suppose, we're all at.
Yeah, and as Pat says, just touching on the point on the labour, if we all know that trying to get new people and young people into the construction industry is a challenge, there are certain people where the factory environment will be more, let's say, appealing environment, because you're going to a designated setting. You turn up for work. You're not on Galway one day, Limerick the next day. And there's the people who love that, and if you're into that. But when we're trying to attract the new people, it's to say that you can go into a factory environment. You can do the hours of 9 to 5. You can have diversity within the role. You can have digital skills and work in the construction to help and design the unit. So all of when Pat touches on the labour shortage, one of the things that offsite construction will do is it'll help address that, because you will do more, you will increase output with less people. Okay. Furthermore, it's the quality control. So when you have a factory setting, the quality control can be increased. When you look at it from a safety point of view, the environment that you can create, the overall efficiency, speed, all of those factors that at times where you struggle with as an industry, is what we're going to see offsite construction addressing, together with the digitalization of the construction industry. And the two of those things are very much linked. So what you will see now is you will see a digital plan created in great detail very early on, sent as a file to a factory who will create that, and a lot of work will be done up front, so that by the time it reaches the site, it's a case of it lands, it's a plug and play system, all your connections are done. Now, that involves a huge amount of design skills. So we're going to see more design skills, we're going to see more digital skills, and we're going to see that coming together with a factory environment. And we're already seeing it. And as I said, there's great examples out there in Ireland at the moment in hospitality, hotels, healthcare, education, all been done using offsite methodologies.
But we're also, if you look at then even say the products that are being used in Gyprock have come around in the last number of years. So to say, for instance, the retro, again, we discussed this, the retrofit market that's coming into Ireland, the products have changed dramatically since, you know, back in the day. So if you look at insulation, for instance, in the colleague, if you opened a roll of insulation years ago, you might remember, although I wouldn't say you've touched a roll of insulation in your life, but when you open up, there was a smell, they call it cats.
I think I've only ever had some like strong sellotape in my hand, Pat, to be honest with you.
The products have moved on. So you used to open a roll of insulation, you couldn't put your hand, I mean, if you put your hands on it, you'd be itching, you'd be scratching for about a year. So they've moved, that whole, so if you take the 3G product from Gyprock that's there now, you know, it's touchable, space saver, it's a fabulous piece of equipment. You move on to the air tightness piece with the Vario and the whole air tightness element that's going on. So, you know, you'll hear people talk about heat pumps. It's great to talk about heat pumps, but a heat pump won't work in a house unless the house is airtight for it.
Yeah, and Pat's right. Like the technology, like the renewables are going to contribute a big part to the performance of the building, but the overall building fabric whether it's done offsite or traditional methods has changed a lot. Like, people are far more aware now of the durability and the performance that's needed from the outer building envelope. I suppose our role, as Pat indicated, is that we've to road test everything for the industry. So it's our job to put those wall components and floor components, put them through their paces. And what we mean by that is you're doing fire tests on them. You've seen that they last for 120 minutes or whatever the specification is for halls and corridors. You're making sure they're durable, that they can take impacts, whether that's for a school environment, a hospital environment, that they can take a bump from a trolley going down a hospital. So all of those things the industry needs to know, that whatever Chadwick stock will work, it'll do what it's supposed to do. And the role we play then is behind the scenes. We have to be testing all of these things in controlled environments to make sure that by the time the builder gets his hands on it, he knows this thing is going to bloody well work, and that's what he wants it to work. And then the relationship for us with Chadwicks is so important, because the pressure on the construction industry on projects is unbelievable. A builder cannot afford to be waiting around 3 or 4 days to get stuff. He needs to be able to know that, number one, it's going to work. Number two, I can go into my local Chadwicks and get it. And we're putting in a huge amount of work between ourselves and Chadwicks to the whole digitalization of products and systems, whereby the data on how well those products and systems performs, it's available on systems. Our systems connect to the Chadwick system, so that nowadays, the future will be, it'll be all ordering that from the likes of Chadwick's. You go online and you can trust the data that's there, because our systems talk to each other. And then you can know you can get it within 2 or 3 days, because they can't afford to wait. And then finally, you know it bloody well works. Mm. And that's the most important thing.
And in order to keep up with this modernization, or more so to stay ahead with it, I'm sensing then it's not to be reactive to a situation, it's actually to be proactive and lead in that regard. And then in that respect, is there, like, how do we fare Europe-wide, say, in terms of the pace at which we're moving and the efficiency of it?
Yeah, I think overall Ireland measures pretty well. Like, from if I took a couple of ways of comparing ourselves to other countries, if you take take Aidan, let's say your house, and you would typically know, well, my house A, B, or C.
It's C minus.
C minus, right. Okay, well, you're getting there. At least you passed.
Like,
at least you passed.
It's like school all over again, Pat.
Yeah, he's like a school teacher.
You'll
right.
Get there, C minus. We'll get you up to a B1 there.
Yeah, and we'll get you. But that's, I suppose, everybody's even more conscious of it now, because we're all either going to the petrol pump or you're getting more oil or gas, and we can all see. And it's really coming home to, the chickens are coming home to roost now when we see the amount of money we're handing over. But if I compared, let's say, Ireland to the UK, the standard, the energy standard for our buildings is higher than the UK. So we are building to a higher standard. And in general, when you look at countries around the world, we would compare quite well. Like, the NZEB standard, nearly zero energy, is really quite a high standard to have to meet. And the builders in Ireland are able to meet it and getting very used to meeting it. So we're not in a bad place there at all. I would say, going back to the point in offsite construction, we're actually not doing too bad there as well. So if you look at timber frame construction in Ireland, timber frame is probably 50% of scheme builds. Timber frame in the UK is nowhere near that. So it's only popular in Scotland, but it's starting to take off there as well. And when you look at the case studies going around Ireland at the moment, using new methods of construction and using more efficient methods, we measure quite well. I think the area that we're moving into, that we can see, let's say, with the whole sustainability agenda worldwide, that's the common area. Like, I saw an article last week, and it was a new one on me, on the amount of carbon produced by different wall types. Now, if you had asked somebody a question 5 years ago, they would have said, what now? And why exactly is that important? And we've gone from, we'll get to that, to now people are talking about, well, here's 7 different ways of building a wall. Here's the carbon footprint of each one. So the conversation is moving from energy standard, my house is C or B or A, to now, how sustainable is your house? How much carbon are you emitting? And it's actually amazing, in the space of even 18 months, the awareness levels of the Irish public on sustainability and carbon is shooting up. And it's only been thrown on top of that. You look at the current energy crisis, people are far more conscious of that. So I think what we're going to see is more focus on sustainability and carbon of buildings, whether that's our schools or our homes or whatever they are, and more of a pressure then on the construction industry to address that. And then it's down to the likes of ourselves and Chadwicks to be able to educate people on how to get there quicker, what is a more sustainable building, have those products available, have them in systems that are easy to install and efficient and still cost effective. It shouldn't cost any more money. Doing the right thing shouldn't cost any more money, but it takes a period of time for something to be adapted and to become so widespread that you can bring down the cost of it.
Sure, and that's it. We often associate a better standard with a higher cost, or certainly what should be the correct standard from a sustainability point of view, and all that. Brilliant stuff, Kieran. Where can people find out more about Gyprock and Isover, if we're to say it that way, and indeed the Saint-Gobain group?
Well, Gyprock and Isover.ie is where you get everything on our products. But then in terms of availability of the products and the ones that are most used most frequently, go to Chadwicks. You get all the information, all the Chadwicks people that are on the road, and our own people. We have everyone in the 32 counties of Ireland, same way as there's the Chadwicks store. So we very much work closely hand in hand there. So I think the starting point is if somebody has a project coming up, they can contact our technical department, go onto the website, see the specification that they need. And the one thing I would say, Aidan, is that what we're going to see more of going forward to increase the efficiency is there's going to be more work done up front at design stage, figuring out what is needed, and less figuring out on the site on 2 days before it's happening, because that what the amount of data that people need up front now to have a high performing building, to have a sustainable building, requires more planning early on. So yes, people are going to need to go onto websites more frequently. Yes, the amount of website the quality of the data on the websites needs to be good, accurate and efficient, to allow for when the project hits the site that it goes smoothly. So I would say that in the digital world, it's websites, but then Irish people like to talk to Irish people. We have technical salespeople all over Ireland, and then together with the local Chadwick sales rep, you know, we're figuring out all those things so that their project goes smoothly.
That's true. We do like to talk, yeah.
It's great. Well, it sounds like you're handling all the challenges very well and managing to continue to push forward and I guess streamline this some regard and obviously make the massive improvements which you've outlined. So Kieran Houlihan, thank you very much for joining us.
Not at all, lads. And Kilkenny will be clear. And
now back to there's your answer now, Pat. Were you expecting anything else? Well, hang on. No, you went as far as to say they'll be clear, and then what?
And then they'll meet Galway in the final, and two boys will make up.
Galway in this. So this will be what, third time this year?
Yeah, the Harland. The Harland. We'll talk about the Harland.
Kieran, thank you.
Lads, thanks very much.
Kieran. Well, thanks to our guests on this week's podcast of Under Construction. To Stephen Wright, the Managing Director of Buildright, they are a customer of Chadwicks. And we had Kieran Houlihan from Gyprock and Isover, Saint-Gobain Group, who, of course, are a supplier of Chadwicks. Interesting topic this week, Pat.
Yeah, very interesting. Two very good guests, to be fair, both very knowledgeable of their sectors. So someone like yourself can see it's an interesting concept and a way forward in certain cases.
Yeah, it was fascinating and very insightful. So thanks to both of the lads. We have another podcast coming your way next week, and it will be on the subject of
technology and heating.
Okay, I would imagine there's going to be a lot to discuss within that, because it's rapidly changing the technology in the construction industry.
Absolutely, yeah. It'll be an interesting topic.
All right, join us then. Under Construction with Chadwicks. The Under Construction podcast is produced by the podcast studios for Chadwicks, Ireland's leading building merchants company, where you can choose from the best products and expert advice to get the job done. Drop into any of your local Chadwicks stores nationwide or visit us online at chadwicks.ie.